Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious Muslim and Christian audience. We are continuing the important topic. Jesus is the only person described as sinless, without sin, in the Bible, the Quran, and the Hadith. I want to talk a little bit about why. So we tell our Muslim friends the reason for the sinlessness of Jesus, why Jesus was able to live every day in his life without committing one single sin. In the Gospel, Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." John 10:30. Jesus and God the Father are not the same person, but they are one in essence and nature. Since God the Father and Jesus the Son are one, the Son always does the will of his Father. Jesus said, "Whatever the Father does, the Son also does." We read this wonderful declaration in John 5, verse 19. Since God the Father would never sin, it follows that Jesus also would not sin. Because Jesus is one with God, he always did the absolute will of God. He never did anything independently on his own accord. For this reason, he never committed a single sin against God or against another human being. Jesus said, "I always do what pleases God." You see, you can see here the presence of God the Father in every act and the moment of Jesus' life. God the Father never left Jesus to live or act according to his mere human nature. "I always do what pleases him." Notice the word "always" means in every occasion. This is a distinct claim to divinity. No prophet dared to claim that. And that's why the Jews saw in Jesus' statement, "Whatever the Father does, the Son also does," that he claimed equality with God. Thus, he committed blasphemy, and they wanted to kill him. But the reason Jesus made this wonderful declaration is his unity with God the Father. Jesus sees and knows everything God is doing. Jesus' declaration proceeded from the Son is in intimate and continuous relationship with the Father. Unity. And that's why the incarnate Son does not set up a rival throne or authority. He moves, lives, has his being from the Father and not from himself. Okay, that's why Jesus never committed one single sin. Now, Jesus Christ was sinless throughout his earthly life because he was sinless in his nature, my Muslim friend. Jesus did not have the sin nature that is passed on from Adam to his descendants. Again, he was not conceived by the natural joining of a man and a woman, but by the Holy Spirit. We can see now why Jesus is the only man in human history who lived a sinless life, because he came from God. He is the Son of God. Wow. One week I was speaking in a few churches and I decided to take some believers with me and go to a mosque to give my book to the Muslim people there as a gift. My wife told me, you have to quit this dangerous habit. One day you're going to get into serious trouble. Anyway, I try to be guided by God every time. So one time I gave the imam a book after I gave people in the mosque, and he looked at it for a few minutes and he said to me, this is blasphemy. It is blasphemy to believe that Jesus is God. You are not welcome here. And I told him, you know, part of my answer, I am sure that you agree with me that he who is able to live throughout his life without committing one single sin must be pure and sinless in his nature and essence. Only God is able to exist without sinning. And Jesus also lived his life without committing one single sin. Then he must have the same nature as God. He who is able to live without committing one single sin must be pure and sinless in his nature and essence. And only God is. And also, Jesus was able to exist without committing one single sin, according to the Quran and the Bible and the Hadith. Hadith is what Muhammad said. Then he must have the same nature as God. As followers of Jesus Christ, we believe only the facts that God revealed to us and gave us. So many of the people in the mosque took the book and we stayed there until 4 o'clock p.m.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, at least Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. Before we pray, I want to share with you that I am going to be speaking in International Hope University very soon. If you are interested to come and listen, contact me. I want to ask you to pray for me. We have great news. Now we have a short program that can be heard in over 150 radio stations in America. Of course, this is God's grace, and I am so grateful to God and to my prayer and financial partners. Just pray that God will enable these programs to continue and will even give us more radio stations and will use us to equip multitudes of Christians to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Right now, if you are listening to our program and you say, wow, I never knew that Jesus is God made manifest in the flesh, and you would like to put your faith in Jesus as your Savior, right now is a good time to pray with me. You can repent right now. You can tell God, God, I am sorry for not paying attention to Jesus. I am sorry that I rejected Jesus. God, I don't want to live far from you anymore. God, I want to live according to your will. God, I want to know you as my loving Heavenly Father. You can repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you are helping me to understand who Jesus is. Jesus, I put my faith in you that you died on the cross and you paid the penalty for everything wrong I have done. You died for my sins so I can live with God forever. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a child of God and help me to experience God's forgiveness for my sins. God, thank you for loving me so much to come down to earth through the person of Jesus Christ and reveal your love for me and suffer for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And for the rest of my audience, pray with me that God will use us to motivate and equip millions of Christians to share the message of his love and salvation, Jesus, in the most effective way to millions of Muslims and equip our fellowships. And I'm here to serve you. If I can be of any help, please contact me. In Jesus' name, we pray, God. God's grace, love, peace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.